from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, more is revealed about allegations against the North Bergen police chief accused of animal house behavior. Attorney Patrick Toscano, who's representing five officers in a lawsuit against the Hudson County Town, is calling for Chief Robert Farley to be removed.
This wasn't a one-shot deal. These were acts that were performed by the chief law enforcement officer in that municipality for about a year, okay, over and over again.
Allegations made against Farley include spiking coffee with meds, defecating on the floor, shaving over workers' desks, and poking an officer with a hypodermic needle through his pants. The allegations have been sent to the Attorney General's office, according to North Bergen Township, which says none have been proven true. The town urges all parties not to rush to judgment. Last year alone, more than 400 people faced charges involving child sexual abuse materials in New Jersey, a 74% increase since 2020. State Police Lieutenant Colonel Phil Buck says to say these are difficult jobs is an understatement.
Those details and those names of defendants stay with our detectives and our task force officers for the entirety of their career. And that's something that we pay attention to, and we are protective of our own members when it comes to their mental health.
Guardians are urged to do their part in keeping kids safe, talking to them about internet threats and ways to protect themselves. A New Jersey travel agent has been accused of stealing nearly $900,000 by impersonating acquaintances and defrauding dozens of clients. Authorities say 39-year-old Bobbin Anad of Garfield impersonated three people she knew starting in 2017, using their personal info to access bank and investment accounts, as well as life insurance policies, and moving money into her accounts. That scam lasted 7 years, prosecutors say. She's also accused of using her position as a travel agent to steal more money from 82 victims, promising travel arrangements but never delivering them. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Plan to be outside tomorrow. It's going to be super warm. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to be a pretty nice afternoon, as we have the cloud cover now arriving, and it will stick around with some showers this evening. By the late overnight tonight, we'll actually see clearing skies. Highs will be in the low to mid 60s, then we dip down to the mid 50s overnight. And then we're looking at a beautiful start to the final weekend in March. It'll be sunny and breezy, low 80s. As we finish the weekend, it's cooler with clouds and afternoon showers, upper 50s to the mid 60s. And then on Monday, we're cloudy and breezy with more showers and storms late in the day. And some of these could be strong to severe, with the potential of damaging wind gusts and hail, highs in the low 70s. Sunshine returns coming up on Tuesday. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Rockaway is 56, Franklin 57, Beach Haven is 60. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and weather brought to you by My Local Roofer. Need a quality roof or new gutters without hurting your wallet? Then you need My Local Roofer, a small roofing company you can rely on. Visit their website at mylocalroofernj.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.